on the road again.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Appropriate song for our next guest. We say hello to Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin, who I believe they have left Weston and they are headed south to Hoover, Alabama. Coach, how are you?
Good morning, Chase. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. You guys on the bus?
Yes, we are. I don't know if you can hear the music in the background, but guys are in good spirits right now. Yep, headed to Hoover.
Well, that's what I like to hear. Now, you saw Florida earlier this year. You took 2 out of 3 against them at the Hawk. Do you rely much on what you saw in the regular season, or knowing now it's postseason, it's a whole different ballgame?
I think being part of the postseason kind of brings a different side to it, and you're at a neutral site too. So I think, you know, with that, it's exciting for us. But I think, you know, we played Florida a few weeks ago. It doesn't seem that like that long ago, and I don't think they're that different. They're a very powerful team and one that we had a hard time beating here. We were fortunate to win that series. But, you know, when you get into a situation like Hoover and you're basically on that Tuesday just playing for a one-game elimination situation, then it's kind of cool. I mean, it's good competition. It's certainly one of those things where it's just single round, here we go, play to win, move on, lose, go home. So I don't mind that, and I think the team will certainly welcome that.
When you look at this season as a whole, now that you enter the postseason, obviously I think you would agree there were some times maybe there were some growing pains. You were really good at home. There were struggles on the road, kind of a mixed bag. But how do you overall look at this season?
I think kind of like that. I mean, we had our fair share of success over time. I mean, still won 35 games. We were 13-17 in the conference, so we were uneven that way. But there was a lot of parity inside the conference, with the exception of the top 6 teams. We've been in this position before, so I say we, at least, you know, me and some staffers have been in this position before. But I think, you know, it was a team that was, as you said, growing. I mean, we had to work through our, like some teams do, you have to work through issues not having people that were part of your team at the beginning, and because of injuries were pulled away. But you just keep on moving. You don't make any excuses for it. It's just part of what we do. But we've handled ourselves pretty well in non-conference play, 22-3, which kind of rivals anything that we've ever done before inside the program, which was very helpful to us. And then in the conference, as you said, you know, we're pretty good at home and not as good on the road. And that's something that right now we can't do anything about. Now we're just going to a neutral site and we'll have to defend ourselves here.
We're talking to Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. And, Coach, as you head down to Hoover, no matter what happens, you think right now your team deserves to be in the tournament?
Well, I do, but that's out of our control, you know, in terms of, you know, the selection process. What is in our control and what we talked about yesterday is just playing good baseball right now to kind of dignify why we belong in a tournament situation. The SEC tournament is its own little animal, and we love it. We've always performed pretty well here. There's only been a few years where, you know, we haven't so much, but we've done a lot of good work here. I feel like a lot of ways it kind of built our program back in 2003 and then 2004, and along the way, we've been in the championship game 11 times. So, you know, we've done well in this environment. So I would say, yeah, I think I could say that about a lot of SEC teams right now. I feel like even an Ole Miss team that's 11-18 or 19, they would be scary in a regional. It's just the nature of where we are and where we play during the course of the season. So everyone certainly is pretty damn good and probably deserving of something, but our records or the situation may not allow you, but we'll see what happens.
I know the answer already, but I want to ask. So I guess you tell the team, look, let's just go out and have fun tomorrow and make them take us. I mean, just we can only do one game at a time, right? I mean, just focus on Florida tomorrow and go forward from there.
That's correct. I mean, you know, it's all about this tournament. I mean, and the tournament is Florida. It's Florida tournament. That's all it is. It's just the ability to get to play them and play good baseball and and show them what we've got, and that's really all where our concentration should be centered on right now. And if we're fortunate enough to win, then you go further. So, yeah, it's all about playing good baseball tomorrow.
I've heard this in the past from other schools about wanting to get into the tournament. Like, look, you know, our league is tough. You know, we've played Vanderbilt. We've played these other teams. You had to play Tennessee. You had to play Kentucky, a couple of the best teams in the country. How much does that weigh into what you guys done? Because you did win games against them. It is such a competitive league. Should that be taken into account? I think it should, Coach, for what you guys do.
Yeah, I think that the totality of playing in the league is taken into account. I think our stretch was certainly, you know, our last series. We, you know, played Mississippi State, played Georgia away, played Tennessee at home, and then finished up with Kentucky. So it certainly was tough baseball. But you look at years past, it's always been that way, right? You know, you're always playing good baseball teams down the stretch to get to this tournament. So, yeah. I feel like it'd be hard to match up with Vanderbilt if you're an opposing team that's out of this conference, but I think it's hard to match up sometimes against Vanderbilt, you know, if you're in this conference. So, yeah, I feel good about anything that we can do going forward.
We're talking to Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, as they head to Hoover. Their first game against Florida will be tomorrow at 4:30. We'll have pregame coverage for you at 4:15 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And you mentioned as we started this, Coach, of, you know, the guys, they got the music going and they're feeling good. As a coach, when you see that's a little bit of confidence that your team has. And I know that there's a, you know, you don't want them to get cocky, you don't want them to get too complacent, but when you walk into a bus and you see guys that are, you know, letting loose a little bit and knowing that, you know, it's a business trip but still feeling good, that has to make you feel confident at the same time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you got to be loose to play well. And I think there are the times where you can see this with this group, too. But I think the more comfortable they get, and we've had a bunch of kids on this bus that have played good baseball in Hoover before. So there's good memories. There's good visions of being here and playing well. And that's, you know, that's all part of it. Now you got to do it physically, right? You got to do it physically and emotionally. Once you get out there, but I think there's all steps to that too. And there's some teams that come down here with, you know, through the years with different mindsets. They've got their situations locked up, but you know, even in 19 and even those years where we had something locked up, we always came down here with the sole focus of trying to win this thing, because you get good at tournaments by playing in tournaments. And there's only three championships three championships that you can win. You can win a regular season outright, you can win an SEC tournament championship, and you can win a national tournament. So I think that's cool where you have the opportunity to win situations like this. But, you know, as I said, first things first, you got to win one before you can do anything.
You kind of mentioned this earlier of just the state of the league, and we've talked to you about this before, that it's not just three or four teams in the SEC. I mean, it's virtually the whole league now that is a really tough opponent. And obviously, you know, that makes your job as a coach a little harder. But what does it say about the growth of the SEC and now having all these national contenders?
Well, the growth of the SEC is kind of proportional to what's happened as of late with the portal and NIL. I mean, you've seen a kind of an onslaught of players move from what were and still are good conferences and move to the SEC because they want to be part of the SEC. And, you know, case in point, Braden Montgomery, Paul Skeens, what have you, just guys that just want to be a part of this conference. And it does, you know, it makes it tougher for Vanderbilt because we don't have the same transfer situations as a lot of these other schools. Were private, so we can't take one-year transfers that the other schools can. It's very difficult for guys to transfer in with credit hours, but that's just speaking in terms of Vanderbilt. But as a whole, it's what makes the conference really powerful. And I can't tell you if it's better than it was. It's more even, I would say, in terms of team to team to team than it has been in the past. But, you know, in the past, we still had some very, very special players, and there's still special players in this league right now I would just tell you that there's probably more of them. The 1-9 in the lineup is definitely a 1-9. I mean, it's like a three-hole hitter hitting in every position of a lineup. So it probably simulates more professional baseball than anything else.
Coach, as you head down to the tournament, what's the one moment in your mind at the tournament that stands out, kind of the best moment in your mind that Vanderbilt's had at the SEC tournament?
That Mississippi game. I really felt like in 19, you know, when we got down really quick in the first and second inning, and it looked like we were going to get potentially 10 runs, and we came all the way back and tied it up and then won in a walk-off base hit by Phil Clark. And, you know, it was a situation where that team right there, they were going to be seeded first no matter what moving forward. But it was almost like they were so hungry that, no, we're not going to lose this game. This is another championship that we can win. And so winning a regular season SEC championship, which I think some coaches, and I remember talking to Skip Bertman, he would always say, you know, at LSU, he'd say, Tim, we get down there. He goes, we just want to get the hell out of there as quickly as possible and get back, win a regional, win a super regional, get to Omaha. And I understand that, but at the same time, I also understand that the conference puts a lot of money and resources, and fans put a lot of money and resources into this tournament too, and the best baseball that we can. And 19 was very significant moment for us, and it kind of signified that, yeah, we're going to try to do everything we can to win this thing.
Well, Coach, best of luck in Hoover. We enjoy the chats, and we'll be listening. We'll be cheering you on, and hope to talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thank you both.
Absolutely. Tim Corbin joining us, head baseball coach at Vanderbilt.